don't discuss unpleasant topics such as gruesome sights or sounds or unpleasant occurrences. This is a time of pleasure, of charm and relaxation, remember?
Now, don't you think that you're magnifying this issue?
A marijuana cigarette was found on the floor of one of your classrooms.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh, no, you didn't. Payback as it comes.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, how about that? You like it? You like it when I'm back, don't you, baby? Yeah, seriously, whole world's gone crazy. It really has. Beautiful day here in Los Angeles. It was a beautiful day when that lady went crazy and started stabbing folks up at the Target over here in West Hollywood as well. Yeah. I was talking to Hazel, and all of a sudden we just hear siren after siren after siren, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Seriously, what's with all these sirens? And every time there's a lot of sirens over here, I never get to hear the whole story of what happened. Like, stuff just happens over here, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, kind of psycho, crazy things happening over here, and I'll never figure out what. But this time, the story was big enough to, yes, I did find out about this story. Now, check this shit out. The sister of a woman accused of stabbing four people at a West Hollywood Target store said Tuesday that the family had repeatedly sought but was unable to get mental health help for Layla Rosetta Trawick. The Antioch woman was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder Monday after Los Angeles County Sheriff's investigators said she used knives from the kitchen department of Target to stab random shoppers. An off-duty Los Angeles County Sheriff deputy who had been shopping for paper towels halted Trawick and detained her. Her sister Stephanie, who asked that her last name not be used because she feared harassment, good job there, told the Times the family was worried that Trawick would act out violently after she began experiencing severe emotional problems in her 30s. They characterized her with different things. Her mood would change from day to day. One day she would be normal, and the next day she's not, the sister said. Family members said Trawick was in and out of the hospital with mental health issues. Her family begged them medical authorities not to release her and send her to treatment, Stephanie said. They did nothing. It was really frustrating. Court records show that Trawick had numerous charges for mostly minor crimes, including public drunkenness, petty theft, and vandalism. She also was arrested for misdemeanor assault, though details of that case were not immediately available. Her sister acknowledged that Trawick had been troubled, but attributed her problems to her mental illness, which manifested in violent thoughts but not violent actions, she said, and she never had received consistent treatment. Trawick was a creative, gregarious woman when she was not consumed by dark thoughts, her sister said. She moved to Los Angeles area a year ago and was living with friends, Stephanie said. She did it on a whim like she did a lot of things. The family was unsure why Trawick chose Target, but said the family had visited a Target in Antioch about a week before the attack. I don't know what could have caused it, her sister said. Now, I was super surprised that my mother didn't call me after she saw this story on the news, but she actually caught it later and talked to me about it today. And she actually knows the cop that stopped this crazy-ass woman from doing that. I should try and get him on my show and just be like, why didn't you shoot her in the kneecap or something? Because that's one of those things, that's where it's like, don't pull your gun out unless you plan on using it. Now, he's cool because he didn't blow her brains out. Like, that's actually cool. Because most cops, you see those stories on the cops where it was like, you know, some dude armed with a rake was shot 14 times by the policeman. Or that dude in New York where he's reaching for his wallet and end up with like 40-something bullets in his ass. So it's actually really good that this cop did not just bust a cap in this woman's ass for running around stabbing peoples with a damn knife. Did I say peoples? Did I actually add an S to the end of peoples? Oh my God. What the hell's wrong with me? I need to start doing more shows more often just so I can hear what a dumbass I sound like. But I sometimes actually hope for situations where I can do crazy shit. Not like run around the store stabbing people. I have absolutely no desire to do that. But sometimes I see like crazy ass people in the parking lot over here at the bar or something. I'm just like, let them get violent on some innocent victim. Because I've been telling Camille for years, I am just dying to run full speed down the alley, just full speed without these people knowing, and just tackle the shit out of them. I mean, just tackle them so hard that I could possibly get hurt because I collided with them so hard. I want to do that. I want to knock the wind out of somebody. I ain't done that shit in years, and I really want to knock the wind out of some damn psychopath running around shopping places, stabbing folks for no damn reason. And I also love these families who have these people with these mental issues, and they just let them roam around willy-nilly. Somebody should have been watching this crazy-ass woman, okay? Somebody should have been watching her. Everybody's going to start jumping on the bandwagon of saying, oh, she's bipolar. we really should take care of her. She needs medical attention, okay? Yes, she needs medical attention. She also needs regular-ass attention, to where you don't just let these people run around acting all crazy and shit. We hear about this kind of stuff on airplanes all the time, where somebody just flipped their top on the damn airplane, and all of a sudden, they trying to open cabin doors and shit. And family members are like, oh, yeah, they have a history of mental issues and mental problems. Oh, yeah, we knew about that. And it's like, fuck you. Stop letting these psychotic-ass people just roam around freely. If you're supposed to be taking medication, take medication. You're supposed to be getting psychiatric help. There's psychiatric help you ain't got to pay for. You just got to do something fucking crazy enough to get it for free. And apparently that's what's going to happen with this woman. I'm actually surprised. They set her bail at $1 million. And I was wondering, what would happen if she was able to afford $1 million bail? She'd actually be able to just walk on out of jail with her crazy stabbing ass. Isn't that amazing? God bless America, huh? And then we got this other story coming out of New York with the dude trying to blow shit up in the middle of Times Square. Check this out. Pakistani-born U.S. citizen was charged Tuesday with terrorism and attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction in the botched Times Square bombing. The government said he confessed to receiving explosives training in Pakistan. Faisal Shahzad, I'm sure I'm tearing his name up, by the way, the son of an Air Force officer in a wealthy Pakistani family, was arrested Monday night, pulled off a plane that was about to fly to the Middle East. According to the complaint, Shahzad confessed to buying an SUV, rigging it with a homemade bomb, and driving it Saturday night into Times Square, where he tried to detonate it. Now, everybody who talks about this bomb, and they show pictures of this damn thing, I think he had a SpongeBob SquarePants clock attached to this bomb. And it sounded like a bomb in the sense where Mentos and Diet Coke is considered a bomb. Like, he had, like, gasoline, fertilizer, the non-explosive type of fertilizer, by the way. It wasn't that Oklahoma City-type fertilizer. SpongeBob SquarePants clock, fireworks, and some fuel. It's like, what the hell kind of rinky-dink training did you get, man? I'm sure you can go on the internet and find better ways to create a bomb than this dude who apparently went all the way to the damn Middle East to figure out how to make a bomb just to have a bomb that did not go off. Way to go, Skippy. And I love how these groups, all these terrorist groups, start claiming responsibility for these kind of things. All these different people are just like, oh, yeah, we're responsible. That's us. That's us. Over here? Yeah, here. This is us. Yeah. Yeah. My hand. Yeah. We're the ones claiming responsibility for this. But I'm sure as soon as they saw what that bomb looked like and the kind of explosives he tried to use, they're just like, you know what? Nah, that wasn't us. That was so not us. We tell our men not to use SpongeBob SquarePants clocks because we love SpongeBob SquarePants. I remember a week ago there was a story in the news where this girl saved her friend from choking on a piece of gum because she saw in an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants, she saw that, how to do the Heimlich maneuver, and she actually saved her friend's life. So you can learn something from cartoons. Isn't that awesome? And one last crazy ass people story, because I keep on saying, you people keep doing this shit, and what I mean by you people, I don't mean black folk, I mean humans. You keep on doing this shit, I am not going to be able to save us from when the Martians attack. I will not have a decent apology or explanation for why we so damn crazy. Listen to this shit from Hemet, California. Hemet police are seeking a felony child abuse charge against a 14-year-old boy suspected of pouring boiling hot water down the back of a 9-year-old girl. Jessica Childress was hospitalized with second-degree burns after the incident Thursday. Police say Jessica and two friends went to buy candy from an adult neighbor who sells candy. When they knocked on the door, two teens answered, telling Jessica they were out of candy. Police say Jessica got a bottle of water, returned to the apartment, and threw it on the door as the boy opened it. Police say the boy chased her outside with two 14-ounce tumbler cups that he poured down her back. The boy was not arrested. The case will be turned over to Juvenile Probation Department for possible charges. Okay, there's a lot of things wrong with this story. And I know. I've been accused before of always siding with the people who like to do the crazy shit in different stories. Like with the lady who got her ass beat because she told the dude to be careful when he almost hit her with the door when she was walking with her daughter into that restaurant. Okay, now let's look at this whole situation. This little girl goes over a neighbor house who's selling candy. Little boy says, you know, we're out of candy. So little girl goes home, and her response to being told that there's no more candy is to throw water on this kid. So this kid, his reaction was very, very, very intense compared to having water thrown on him. Now, what was he supposed to do when he had the water thrown on him? I'm not saying it's cool that he threw hot water on her, but you can't just let no fucking kids just throw water on you. Especially if you're a 14-year-old boy and some 9-year-old girl throws water on you. He could have hit her. He actually probably would have gotten in way more trouble if he had hit her than he threw water on him, on her, like hot boiling water. So that was probably a better call in a legal sense. And I love the fact that since he's 14, he won't go to jail because there's that whole juvenile probation shit. So he's going to get thrown in the juvenile justice system and come out a better psychopath than when he went in. Again, USA, USA. Man, I swear this whole planet's going to hell. Ain't nothing I can do about it either. This is sad. So I'm going to take me a quick break, come back with some other random-ass topics, because I know this episode's been all over the place with news about psychotic-ass people running around the country. So I'll talk to you all in a minute.
you to the counter.
What you got to offer?
Pick you out a soda.
I look at you forever.
Walk you to the water.
Eyes like a casino.
You ain't bone typical. Find a piece of silver.
Pretty as a diagram.
Go down to the Rio.
Put it in my left hand.
Put it in a fruit machine.
Everyone's a winner.
Laughing like a seagull. You are fever. You ain't born typical. You are fever. You are fever. You ain't born typical.
Show some semblance of professionalism by trying not to eat on the air, but I got all these damn Snicker bars and Twix bars in front of me, little baby fun size ones, and they are fun and they delicious, and I'm trying my best not to eat them on the air because that's terrible. I hate listening to shows and hearing people smack food on the air. It just kills me. Y'all hear about this old immigration? Let me tell y'all all about this old immigration law going on in Arizona. But yeah, they have this whole Arizona immigration thing where they're going to be demanding people show them their papers. You got to have your papers out, because if you Latino and you live in Arizona, cops pull your ass over. You have to show proof that you are a citizen of the United States of America. They pull you over and they're like, show the papers. Where are your papers? Because everybody's getting all pissed off and they're like, this is like Nazi Germany. This is what's going on in Arizona. It's terrible. They should not be doing that to those people. This is like Nazi Germany. They're treating the Latinos the same way that they treated the Jews in Germany during World War II with Hitler and the Nazis and the concentration camps. Actually, no, they're not. There's a huge difference. There's a very vast difference between what's going on in Arizona and what happened in Nazi Germany, okay, everybody? Let's not get carried away. I know everyone's shit's emotional right now. I know everybody's all up in arms. And since Obama's president, this is the kind of thing that happens in my country. This is not my America. This is not what should happen when we have a black president of the United States of America. We should not have to worry about being Latino and being sent to Mexico because we live in Arizona, okay? This is not the America I grew up in. This is not the America that I told my children about. This is not the America where I tell my children they can be anything they want to be as long as they ain't Mexican. Because if you live in Arizona, you are fucked. It's a really fucked up law, by the way. Don't get me wrong. I am in no way cheering the fact that they've taken away people's papers and shit in Arizona. Because it is a really stupid ass, like a stupid ass law or whatever the fuck you want to call it. It is really stupid. But it's not Nazi Germany. Let's not get crazy with the comparisons, because a lot of people like to compare a lot of shit to Nazi Germany when it's not really like Nazi Germany. You know what the closest thing in America that we had to the whole Nazi Germany thing? No, it wasn't the whole black folks stuff, see? I bet you thought because I'm black I was going to use that as an example. No, it was the shit they did to the Japanese, or if you look Japanese during World War II, they actually had literal concentration camps. Look up George Takei's book, Sulu from Star Trek. He went through that whole farewell to Manzanar shit. They rounded up his family, took their house and everything, and put them in concentration camps. That is like Nazi Germany. That comparison is close, but asking people to show their papers to prove that they're a citizen of the United States, it's fucked up. It's not Nazi Germany, okay? Let's not see, people start using that shit way too often, start comparing everything to Nazis and Hitler and Nazi Germany. They start comparing that, and the more you compare that shit, the less and less and less power it has. Not in the same term where a lot of black people use the N-word and they say we're taking away the power from the people. This is a completely different type of way of taking the power away from something. Because World War II and Nazi Germany was really fucked up. That was a fucked up, terrible situation for anybody living through that time period to have to go through. And the people who died during that time period. Asking to be shown your show your papers to a police officer or any official that asked to prove that you're a citizen of the country, while it is fucked up, it's in their legal right. And in America, they make laws and they make rules and they make constitutions and shit. And if this is a law that they make, it's a law you have to respect. There's a lot of shitty laws going on. I wish I could go drink a beer at Santa Monica Beach. If I'm a hobo, I can, but I can't do that like now. I can't do it as me, as Dante. I just can't go to the beach and go drinking. Change that rule. There's a lot of rules they make that a lot of us don't like, but you have to abide by them, like the whole texting while driving thing. A lot of sons of bitches, you fuckers, are still doing this while you're driving. I was on the bus, saw this damn lady texting and driving, holding up all the traffic because she's looking down at her phone, and then the person behind her finally honked, waited way longer than I would have. They finally honked, and the girl looked up and gave them the fucking finger because they honked at her for holding up traffic because she was texting and not paying attention. Now, there's rules and there's laws that not everyone's going to agree with, but if this is that state's rule, this is that state's law that they make up, you have to abide by it. It's fucked up. Fight against it. Same thing with the whole Prop 8 thing. Let gay people get married. Please, just let gay people get married. I have no problem with gay people getting married. But when the law doesn't pass, you have to just fight back against it the next time it's up for election. You fight stronger, and hopefully that time you'll win. What you can't do is start burning down shit, and I like that there were protests and everything, and shit did not get crazy. That is very awesome, and I appreciate that. Because we do a lot of crazy shit. We get mad, we burn stuff. America, we love burning shit down. You know what else we love doing? We love complaining when we burn shit down and people don't rebuild where we burnt shit down. Bring back the black dollars. We just had the anniversary of the LA riots last week. Remember that shit? That was like, what, 92? Damn, that was like 18 years ago or some shit. The LA riots happened. LA riots happened. Everybody burned down all the shit in their own neighborhood and got real pissed off when nobody would rebuild. But I'm on the tirade. I can smell it. I'm already on the tirade, so I'm going to stop myself right now. Namaste. So what I'm going to do next is run down this list. First, I'm going to get these hybrid animals, because I sent Hazel this link of these hybrid animals. They got animals combined I didn't even know. I knew about the zebra horses, the zorses, and zonies. I knew about that stuff. I knew about these crazy-ass cats. I knew about all kind of these weird, strange-ass creatures that got bored and start banging each other, and they have these strange-ass looking offspring. I've seen all those things, but you know what I'd never seen before? A waffin in your face. A waffin. Have you ever seen a waffin before? I hadn't until yesterday. I didn't even know a waffin existed. Now you're sitting there listening, and you're like, oh man, what the hell's a waffin? What is he saying? How do you spell waffin? It's a dolphin and a whale. Thank you, next question. A whale and a dolphin got together. They had sex with the dolphin and the whale parts, and they banged each other, and they had a fucking waffin. I had never seen a waffin before. This waffin amazed me. I had never seen it. It was, okay, picture a dolphin, but big. Picture a big fucking dolphin, like a ginormous-ass dolphin with a whale eye. Terrifying. Terrifying-ass creature. I had never seen nothing like that before in my life. Terrifying. I want a pet waffin now. Everybody else be running around, oh, I want a liger, especially after seeing Napoleon Dynamite. I want a liger. You know what? I don't want a liger. You know why? 10 feet. That liger gets 10 feet tall, 700 pounds. I can fight a bear. Did you know there's bears? Did you know there's growler bears? See, you probably think I'm making all this stuff up. There's growler bears. You know what a growler bear is? Grizzly bear, polar bear, combined, magical. I don't want one of those. I don't want a liger. Liger, everybody got a liger. Everybody's like, ooh, I want a liger. Let's get a liger. Liger's an awesome pet. No, I don't want a liger. You know what I want? I want that fucking waffin. I want that waffin. I want to train that waffin. I'm going to give it robot legs. Have that thing. I don't even know what sound a waffin makes. I'm going to have to look that up. Because if it has like the sounds of a dolphin but at the pitch of a whale, I bet you it blow windows up when it makes sounds. I can't even imitate what sound that would possibly make. It's terrifying. So yeah, hybrid animals, waffins. Think about that. So on Facebook a couple of days ago, I made a list. I made a list of 8 things. The top ways to know we don't talk often / ways to annoy me. It's eight simple little rules that everybody can follow so you can get along with Dante a little bit better, so you can get to know Dante a little bit better. Just things not to do or say. You know, have a happy little Dante plant in your apartment. These are the ways you help that little Dante plant grow, okay? So everybody just remember these things. Now, some people have said these things to me. I got asked quite a few of these things this week. But these are people who don't talk to me all the damn time, so there's no possible way they can actually know all of this information. But now it's out here. This is out in the stratosphere now where everybody knows these things. So let's get started. Rule number one, how's your girlfriend? Don't ask me how my girlfriend is. You know why? Because she doesn't exist. I don't have a girlfriend. I broke up with my girlfriend last year. It's May. We're already halfway into the year, people. Don't ask me about a girlfriend from 2009. Number two, how's your job going? My last temporary job ended about almost a month ago. We're getting close to a damn month where my last job ended. That's how my job's going. So yeah, Dante doesn't have a job right now. Went to a job interview today. Let's hope that goes through. Number three, when did you break up? Like I said, see, number one, broke up last year. Number four, we should hang out. Now, when people say we should hang out, people are like, oh, no, that's not bad. You shouldn't get mad at nobody for saying that. Whenever someone says we should hang out, that means I will not be hanging out with them. Not because of me. It's not like somebody says we should hang out and all of a sudden I'm just like, fuck you, I'm not hanging out with you. That's not the issue. When people say we should hang out, that means months from now we will be possibly seeing each other by accident, maybe. Because when I actually hang out with people, they're either on their way, they say, hey, you want to do something, and we do it. It's not we should hang out, okay? Number five. What college did you go to? Fuck college. I didn't go to college. I understand lots of people go to college and they love going to college, but Dante particularly does not like going to college because when I was in school, I hated school, so there's absolutely no reason for me to want to go back to college and start paying money to do things that I didn't like doing for free while I was in school. So I'm not going to college. Number six, why didn't you go to college? See number five. I don't want to pay money to do things that I don't want to do. Number seven, you should go to college. No, I shouldn't. You should stop telling me to go to college. And number eight, are you sure? Now, I get asked, am I sure a lot? And the problem with being asked if I'm sure is that sometimes, just out of spite, I'll change my mind. People be like, are you sure about that? And I'll go, no, now I'm not. No, I'm not sure anymore. I don't want to do it now because you asked me if I'm sure. Yes, I know it's childish, but that's just how I am. Sometimes I'm childish. I do childish things. Look at this show. This whole show's childish. It's childish, but it's fun, and it helps me get all this crazy out of my system. You know what I'd be doing if I didn't do this show? I'd be doing more movies. I'd be doing more insane-ass Doommates, which, by the way, I did a new episode after I got back from my interview. I posted a new episode, and it was very fun. Season 3 of Doommates, episode 41. Yeah! So, everybody, I hope you have an awesome-ass week. What's today, Tuesday? Yeah. Have an awesome-ass week. Y'all have an awesome week. I'll talk to everybody soon. Remember to check me out at dontania.blogspot.com. Look at me up on twitter.com/season_premiere. Check that out. See my ramblings and my nonsense that I'll be posting on Twitter. Everybody should start a campaign to get Awesome Kong to come on my show, by the way. Yeah, that'd be awesome. So everybody take care, and I'll talk to you all soon. Rockets.
Hang on to something, because this ride's about to get rougher than dating a hot girl with a bad laugh.
I really like you, Sandy.
I really like you too, Peter.
Yeah? You like it when I kiss you here?
Yeah.
How about here?
Oh, stop, I'm tickled.
Shut up, bitch!